A couple of weeks ago, I was getting ready to go on the air at Coast to Coast AM when I received an email from a Robert Dunn of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and attached to the email was an MP4 file, or a short video, taken on his smartphone camera. Robert had pointed his smartphone at the sun around midday, something he's been doing fairly frequently these last few months, and what can be seen in the video, in the upper left-hand portion of the sun, is a large speck. Well, seen from the Earth, it's a speck, but Robert thinks, in actual fact, this speck is roughly 4 times the mass of Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system. What could it be, if anything? Robert Dunn has a sinking feeling he knows what it is, and it's not good news.
Bob Dunn, how are you?
Good, Richard. Thanks. How are you, sir?
Very well. As I was explaining off the top, I was just about to do a Coast to Coast last week, or I guess a few weeks ago, and you sent me this email with this video that you took with your smartphone.
Right.
I want you to walk us through exactly how you took this footage. Tell us where you were, what time of day, and so forth.
Okay, let me pull that one up. But I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure exactly what time of day that one was.
I think you said midday. Midday.
Yeah, midday. I've taken like 74 of them so far. I uploaded 4 new ones today. And what I do is I taped, I think I used solar film on that one. Hang on, let me pull it up real quick. That was on March 12th, the video for March 12th, negative format. Yeah, I used a solar film on that, which I sent away for some prograde astronomy solar film. And I'd had taken some other ones in the past previously using an old computer floppy disk I cut up, just tape it on the back of my cell phone.
So you take this negative film and you put it over your smartphone lens.
Yeah, I taped the solar film.
Because you're shooting directly into the sun.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah,
right.
At least for my equipment anyway. To really get any kind of an image, I shot directly at the sun, and with the solar film screen in it, it's showing some orbitals or other objects up there near our sun. Now, I started doing this back in November 17th, 2014, was the first images I actually got.
And what moved you to decide that you were going to point your smartphone directly at the sun and start videoing? What urged you to do that?
Well, actually, I saw another guy, I think it was over in Thailand or something, at a YouTube channel, and he posted a couple of videos that I think he might have mentioned using a floppy disk. I'm not sure. But anyway, he caught some images of objects up near the sun, so I figured I'd give it a shot, you know.
And explain.
Voila.
Okay, we've posted the, or we will post the video to richardserrett.com up in the slide carousel. People will just click on the image, and it'll take them to your video, Bob, so they can see the video that you sent to me a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
but for those not looking at the video right now, and we're going to be heading into a break in a moment here, but just tell us what they're going to see.
Well, you're going to see it's going to be a white screen because I put it on a negative format on the cell phone camera, because there's like 5 different selections you can make. You can take with a regular lens, then you get the negative blue screen, brown screen, and the mono black or black screen. I had it on a negative screen. And a large dot is the sun, large blue dot, and then it's showing up a nice, pretty good-sized dot up to the upper left of the sun, which, in my opinion, is probably the dwarf star, because that's supposed to be 4 times the size of Jupiter.
Jupiter being the largest planet in our solar system.
Correct, yeah. It's either 4 times the size or 4 times the mass, but nonetheless.
Okay. Listen, we've got to take Bob, just hold tight. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and we'll discuss this. Bob Dunn joining us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we're discussing Planet X, which he says he's captured on his smartphone. Back with more of The Conspiracy Show. Stay with us.